Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget the truckers that are out there, the men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border, doing what they're doing right now, too. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. On Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All righty. We've got a caller on the line here. Let me see who's calling. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From U.S. Pentagon First Team, Bo Scout Rev, Colorado, and the leader of the free world today said you get a free card for a beer if you're over 21, just like taking that stupid shot. We don't want to do that. We'll give out free beer to our troops. We don't care how old you are. If you come in here and crush this revolution, Soviet Colorado, that makes more sense. I don't get this. And since when do you get...
All righty. Well, thank you very much. She's in Colorado, and they did get it. They were offering a free beer yesterday for getting shots, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting free everything. I mean, the incentives out there for people to get this vaccine are getting nutty.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody's giving them tickets to go somewhere now.
College scholarships and, you know, lottery tickets and...
Well, unbelievable. All right, well, let's...
Yep.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said, yep, it is unbelievable.
All right, well, you know, we've got a lot of hacking going on in the country, and yesterday we found out about something that happened back in April that we were not aware of, and that was the MTA in New York City. Their virtual private network was hacked again with a ransomware, and they had to pay money, I guess, to get the computer system back. They lost 18 database systems, but this is getting out of hand. Now, yesterday we heard about another ransomware issue dealing with the ferry boat that takes the people out to Cape Cod and Nantucket Island and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people are putting blame on the federal government. The blame really isn't on the federal government in this particular situation. But I would say that the advice and assistance can come from the federal government. And the challenge to Russia. It is said by the FBI that the hack on the meatpacking facilities is, in fact, Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question becomes, when Biden meets with Putin, what's that discussion going to be? And there are some that are even saying that he shouldn't bother with the meeting. I say, no, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a meeting, but I don't see that Biden would have anything to challenge Putin, because I don't think he has that kind of will or that strength about him. So I think that there's some other measures that the United States should be taking against Russia now. Closing some embassies, maybe some sanctions, maybe the removal of some diplomats, maybe stopping some visas. I mean, there's lots of things that could be happening. Least of which is the waiver that Biden signed for Russia to continue with the Nord Stream pipeline.
Yeah.
So even the media asked Biden yesterday, are you being tested by Putin? And he smiled and he was walking away because he really didn't want to get into the conversation and just kind of smiled and said no, just kept on going. Trump would not have done that. Trump would have, you know, face the question head on. But this White House isn't answering questions.
Well, that's because we don't have a leader that's capable of giving a real...
we know that.
Yeah, that's the problem, and we get it now. And by the way, I'm hearing from more and more people, there's more voter remorse coming out now. I just hope it continues in a couple of years.
Well, I think we're getting to a point where, if for nothing else, there needs to be lots of legal teams, legal minds that are looking at the White House, this Biden White House, and what they're doing and not doing about the southern border. Sovereignty, complying with laws and following laws on the books already about immigration. So, it's that serious.
Okay.
There should be some.
All right, hold that thought. We got the music coming here, and we'll be right back after this break, folks. Don't go anywhere if you want to call us. Kathy's going to give you the telephone number right now. Here you go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, indeedy, and we thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, and opining. And thanks to all the people that are sending us messages, either off the Captain's America Third Watch webpage, sending us emails that way directly to come in to the show, I might add, or they're in the chat room chiming in. And good morning, Eric, to you and all the great comments that you got, you've been making in there. All right, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the folks at the XP Stem Cell Patch.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and today, folks, I'll be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farm at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Have lunch with the Captain. Is on down there. I'll be there about 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by, grab yourself a great lunch, and meet some other like-minded people there. Alrighty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have one of our favorite callers on the line here, Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. I'd like to get Denise's comment. Yeah, good morning, Denise. I'd like to get your comment on this here. You know, folks, years ago, I joined Black Farmers President Virginian John Boyd, arranged for him to speak on a radio station in Tampa. I joined John. John actually is a fourth-generation farmer. Now, I was invited to Halifax, North Carolina, and southern parts of Virginia Black Farms. The money is part of the Biden Rescue Plan. The report states 120% of black farmers are in outstanding debt from unpaid USDA Farm Services loans. Now, many black farmers lost their land by tax sales, eminent domain, and voluntary sales. It is well known that the USDA admitted to having discriminated against black farmers. We must understand that. By 1992, the number of black farmers was drastically reduced to 98%. The legal case, if you want to check it, folks, is Pickford versus Glickman. Thank you so much, Captain. Thank you, Denise. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Elliot. And by the way, I lived in an area in upstate New York where we had a couple of disasters come through there, and the farmers applied for the SBA money and the disaster money they got. And there was one black family that was beside us. They had a fruit farm just like we did, and they were having trouble trying to get the paperwork done. And my dad went over there and did it for them, and they got their money. How about that?
Yeah, they have been certainly hard hit. If we go back to the days of Breitbart, he did an awful lot of work on the whole Pickford thing. And now, I think with some of the recent legislation that's now caused a big brouhaha, in some cases, rightly so, the relief that the farmers are getting are only going to black farmers. The white farmers are being slighted completely. So this is a situation where I think government is making things worse.
Well, they are. They're trying to divide and conquer again here. Now, we've got another caller. Let's see what this caller would like. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call. It's Eric.
It's Eric and Seminole. Okay.
Real quick, regarding the Russia angle on the hack, are these alleged hackings that are going on? Here's my thing with this. I think the question people need to ask is, who benefits if Russia is doing this? Russia doesn't benefit, in my opinion. Here's who benefits. It's the Communist Chinese Party who benefits through all this, because of the heat they're getting in the South China Sea, because of the heat they're taking with Taiwan, because of their proxy, North Korea. They're shutting down, or allegedly there was a hack, ransomware hack, regarding JBS meatpacking in Australia and in North America. That all falls under the UN preview, in my opinion. Russia has nothing to gain. The Chinese run the World Health Organization, basically. They basically run the Security Council with allies. They've been on the Human Rights Commission, which now Venezuela is a part of. So Russia, in my opinion, is being used as the scapegoat. Maybe they are doing this. Maybe they're not doing this. But with the amount of spoofing that hackers can do.
You haven't heard that China's been involved in the last couple of hacks here, including the one up there in Cape Cod and Nantucket. That's allegedly the Chinese did that.
But if that's true, okay, here's the thing. If that's true, who also benefits? The office of the President of the United States, current occupant, 46, benefits from this because it takes the heat off of him. This is just me now. Okay. I respect everybody's opinion and stuff, but I just feel that there's a little too jumping of the gun here going after the Russians when the International Monetary Fund is kicked off at Putin for the past 20 years because he kicked them out saying Boris Yeltsin's signing of all these
let's
loans.
Let Denise,
we're not going to pay those back.
Let's let Denise answer the question. Okay, thank you, Eric.
Right,
okay, Denise, go ahead.
Well, what it is really doing is showing, it's proving and demonstrating the weakness in our infrastructure here when it comes to all things cyber. Mm-hmm. And we do have some big weaknesses. You got to necessarily follow the money. I think that Moscow knows very well what is happening here with these groups, and we can tell. And I don't look at what the federal government or the FBI necessarily says when they attribute to who is doing the hacking. I look at the other white hats that are out there in the private sector and look at the work that they do on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is all they do all day long, and they don't have a political bent to it. But the ones that hacked the Colonial Pipeline, they actually the dark side. They actually folded up shop, and it's because we had the ability to seize or stop their servers.
Mm-hmm.
So we know more about what is happening here than we're being told.
Right.
Now, Putin takes a cut of pretty much everything. You know, he understands the banking systems and even, you know, the cyber money, otherwise Bitcoin or, you know, whatever other methods of payment that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And the dark side walked away last year, or maybe it was 2 years. I think it was just one, because they've been doing this for quite some time.
Okay.
While they got paid off by a colonial, they actually got paid off by several other foreign governments and what they were doing in other countries.
Hmm.
So their realm was around 50 million, much bigger than what a colonial paid them.
Let's talk about Benjamin Netanyahu, because amidst the reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to be ousted by a rival political coalition, most American voters don't really think that our U.S.-Israeli relationship has improved since President Joe Biden took office.
No.
I'm of that thought, too.
Well, it clearly hasn't. And what's crazy about this one is that it will actually put an Arab in part of the power sharing of Israel.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, Naftali Bennett is the one that will be part and parcel of this power, and he's okay. He's an okay guy. I mean, he served as the Minister of Defense and the Minister of Diaspora Affairs under Netanyahu. So, I mean, he was Netanyahu's right hand in a lot of things. But why they want to, you know, get rid of Netanyahu, nobody's really explained that. I mean, what is the mission of the opposition here? And why is there an opposition? We don't really know that.
Yeah.
But I would say that he's, you know, Netanyahu's the longest serving prime minister that Israel has ever had.
Yeah.
You know, he's got some cards, I think, that he can still play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if he is ousted, that's one thing, but I think the card that he could play would be cooperation with Naftali Bennett.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. We got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. So have yourself a great day in the mountaintop.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check out the article she writes over there and become a subscriber to her SITREP. I'll be right back with the military report and veterans report right after these messages.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks on Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you and train you how to become an aviation maintenance tech and have a tremendous opportunity for the rest of your life to make a lot of money and get a lot of great travel around the world. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy trains people to become aviation maintenance techs, and they do so at two locations. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater, Florida. Now, that being said, you should take the tour asked to take the tour and see what they're all about. You can do that by either going online to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can go to the telephone and call them and set up an appointment by calling them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, when you do that, you get an opportunity to meet a student or two, you get an opportunity to talk to a teacher or two, and you'll also get an opportunity to set up your finances and find out whether or not, if you're a veteran, you qualify for a pre-9/11 or post-9/11, there is a difference, or whether or not you go through the civilian student loan process. Whatever, you'll be able to get everything all taken care of at the same time. And I'm telling you, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, you want to talk about a career? This is it right here. Aviation maintenance tech. You can make a lot of money in a short period of time and be set for the rest of your life. It's that simple. All right, here we go. The U.S. military says the Afghan pullout is nearing the halfway mark. Now, that is definitely faster than what we thought it was going to be at this point. And we might also point out that I think the military planners are saying that they're a bit surprised that the equipment that has been moved out of where it's at and some of the bases have been closed. Now, they're moving along so quickly that in about 20 days, the U.S. is going to hand the Bagram Air Base over to Afghani forces in about 20 days. Now, if this happens, it's going to be weeks ahead of what it was supposed to be to begin with, as Washington presses on with withdrawing the last of the troops from the country. Now, the Air Force is going to buy fewer Joint Direct Air Munitions, known as JDAMs, Hellfire missiles and small diameter bombs, as it prepares to invest in state-of-the-art long-range weapons that are better suited for operations in the Pacific against who? China, according to its fiscal 2022 budget request. We're gearing up to go to war with China. Wow. Now, the U.S. Navy is most interested in buying a second destroyer in fiscal 2022 if it were given money beyond what's in the White House approved budget. The service wrote that in an annual unfunded priorities list, that they would prefer to have another new destroyer. Also, the new head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command held talks with the top Japanese officials and reaffirmed their alliance amid China's increasingly assertive claims to contested areas in the region. Japan's not out of the woods yet either when it comes to all that, because China is rattling a saber in their face. Now, a B-52 aircraft deployed to Europe flew over all NATO nations in a single day for the second time in less than a year that U.S. bombers have flown this show of strength over the continents over there and North America, too. Now, an Iranian-backed militia back in 2020, was responsible for an attack on a U.S. embassy in Baghdad that caused some $35 million worth of damage, according to a government watchdog agency. The report found that out. We weren't surprised to hear that. Now, the USS Ronald Reagan and their strike group is conducting exercises right now with the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force. They've conducted integrated operations that concluded over the weekend. They are over there operating in that part of the world. And the USS Paul Ignatius fired two Standard Missile-3 interceptors at the end of May in order to engage ballistic missile targets launched from the Hebrides guided weapon range off the west coast of Scotland. Apparently, that was a success where we took with our ship, we took the missiles down that were fired as a test. Now, U.S. military commands in Japan and South Korea reported 7 new COVID-19 infections in the last week, way down from what it was in the past. Things are looking much better there, too. And as coalition forces prepare to withdraw from Afghanistan after being there for 20 years, former soldiers, key officers, and the public are asking what went wrong with some of the special forces and why they weren't able to succeed in their missions there. These are people in Australia, the United Kingdom, and even the U.S. that are asking these questions. By the way, citing NATO drills and U.S. bomber flights, Russia is going to form some new military units to counter that. Russia's military will form 20 new units in the country's west this year to counter what it claims is a growing threat from NATO. That, according to the defense minister. And France and Germany, namely the leaders Merkel and Macron, have demanded answers on the report Denmark helped the U.S. spy on their allies. The renewed spotlight on the issue could create a headache for President Joe Biden, who's set to travel to Europe later this month for the Group of Seven summit of world leaders. And yes, we were spying on our allies. Now, the Pentagon is also reviewing a policy instituted last year that limits which flags can be displayed at military bases. Now, the Pentagon is reviewing the policy that could open the door to flying pride flags at some bases. None higher than the American flag, though. Now, Britain is also eyeing ambitious targets to green its military as the Pentagon faces a budget fight. The Pentagon is going to help, along with Britain, face the climate problems that are out there that the military seems to have gotten themselves in the middle of now. And Air Force and Army leaders and their supporters are trading barbs over which one of the branches of the military should be investing in long-range strike capabilities. The outcome of this dispute has major implications for service budgets and warfighting roles, as each one wants to be the one to be able to push the button to fire the long-range missiles. Now, in the meantime, the Air Force is in the early stages of developing supersonic and hypersonic passenger aircraft. We'll see how that works out. Oh, did you hear the Biden administration is addressing extremism in the ranks, as well as climate change, in its first proposed Defense Department budget? We'll see what happens there. And a federal jury in Florida sided with earplug manufacturer 3M that the company's product did not cause hearing loss for a veteran who used them while serving in the military. Alrighty, that takes care of that for this hour, and I will be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lobster Lady. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura in North Tampa. Now, Moss Acura, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes in there standard with a 345-horsepower power plant, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, which, if you've got a bad back, that really feels fantastic. And Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who served their country with the You Save program. Now, what that means is all active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get fantastic deals on the vehicles they buy. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online, too, by the way, folks, at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a boatload of money. Speaking of money, joining us right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. And good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Listen, remember the guy that used to run Papa John's?
Yes.
He said that America's small businesses can, their economy can survive COVID, but not tax hikes.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that entire statement. Many small businesses didn't survive COVID. Tax hikes, is adding a bit of insult to injury to many businesses out there, without a doubt. I do think it's a bit of a piling on at this point in time. And, yeah, I kind of take it off the beaten track. Anybody out there, you know, who's been affected, family has been affected by COVID, may have lost loved ones out there. With the news that's been coming out in regards to our government and Fauci and how our tax dollars were sent to the Wuhan laboratory where they did gain of function experiments. We've got to also, you got to couple with the fact that, hey, you know what? Our tax dollars paid for COVID, in essence, helped pay for it. So when you're writing that check to the IRS, understand, you don't know where that money's going. I'm under the realization right now that some of the money that I have, a lot of the money I sent to Washington, D.C., was sent to China, was sent to Wuhan, that killed millions of people globally.
By the way, since you mentioned Dr. Fauci, here we go. We'll get this. All right. That's the little promo music for our Dr. Fauci report that we do about once every hour. The deal with Dr. Fauci is he has really got himself in the ringer right now with these 3,200 emails that were released under the Freedom of Information Act, because it talks about a tale of lying, manipulative bureaucratic strategies who sought to spin his poor job performance into fame and fortune. And unfortunately for him, it's showing that not only was the media in on this, so weren't certain people in the Democratic Party who were to the point of granting him almost like sainthood. And Donald Trump was skeptical of him to begin with, and he was right to be.
Now, he was right, but he should have gotten rid of him.
That's right.
That's where we failed. You know, again, you want to take a good look at the Trump administration. One of its biggest failures is the fact that he doesn't hire people very well. He makes poor choices when it comes to hiring people again and again and again. Fauci should be in jail.
Yeah.
That's my feeling in regards to this. He perjured himself. He should be in jail. But now he just got a multi-million dollar book deal, and he'll probably go on a redemption tour and appear on Oprah's program and all sorts of other BS. But it's sad. It really is somebody that should be in jail right now. I don't know about your listeners out there. As soon as they started parading this guy on television, I didn't trust him as far as I could throw him. For whatever reason it may be, my bull excrement meter is very, very sensitive. And I saw right through this guy from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were right, because he didn't make any sense. So you can't wear a mask? Well, you can wear a mask. Well, you got to have two masks? Well, no, you got to have no mask. Well, you know, I mean, when he started doing that, and my own doctor was telling me, hey, this isn't right. You don't need to have a mask. You don't need to have this. He was telling me all this stuff. I believe my doctor before I ever believed Fauci.
Well, you know, I believe if you don't know, say you don't know and don't open your mouth.
Right.
I mean, he originally went on Newsmax and told everybody that COVID-19 was not going to be the slightest bit of a threat to the United States.
Correct.
He's never been right. You don't come on and you say things if you don't. No, you let people know that you don't know, and that's how you go about handling things. But the lie after lie, the change in directions, switching your positions on all of these things. And again, I'm still, for the life of me, I don't understand why they parade this guy in front of Congress. It's a complete waste of time. It's like the old Saturday Night Live skit with Tommy Flanagan, the pathological liar. And you constantly have this guy on. Why? I mean, what's the point behind this now?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you are all excited about your governor up there, Andrew Cuomo, hosting a $10,000 a ticket campaign fundraiser in New York City. You probably got your ticket. You're all ready to go.
Well, he'll sell it out, and he'll probably win.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to get bent out of shape? I mean, that's just, you know, people are going to, you know, you get the government you deserve. People want Andrew Cuomo. They like the fact that he has comes from a very powerful family. They like getting connected to that. And, you know, and people, you know, at some point in time, you've got to come to grips with the fact that just how corrupt this country is, and just how messed up we are. We love pointing our fingers at other places around the globe. Why don't we take a couple steps back, okay, and just take a good hard look at ourselves and just see how screwed up we are.
Are you going to the movies anytime soon? Because if you go to an AMC theater, you'll get free popcorn.
If you own stock in the company. I'm not. They got to come out with a movie that I'm halfway interested in first, and I think the next movie I'll probably go see is probably the theater. Might be James Bond in the fall. That's about it.
Okay, now you know what lithium is, right?
Yes.
Guess who's got a lot of lithium for sale, and they're inviting private lithium miners to come check it out.
I would. Probably China probably has that. I know Afghanistan, I think, has some, too, and there's a few other places around the globe.
Mexico.
Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mexico. I mean, I'd like them to be exporting something else besides, you know, drugs. The battle down on the border right there with the drug cartels getting out of control with the drones and everything that they're going about utilizing right now. It's a complete exercise in futility. We can't even keep up with the technology of these drug cartels. It's blowing our guys away.
You're absolutely right. And, oh, by the way, the U.S. labor market seems to be worse than it appears. A federal paper is now suggesting that. The San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank put out a paper stating such.
I didn't read the paper. Worse how? Did it say?
Yeah, worse now than it was before.
No. Worse how? In what way?
In terms of people suggesting that the labor market slack should be given more weight than those pointing to the tightness of the labor market.
That's nonsensical. I got to read the report. I mean, the fact that the labor market is extraordinarily tight at this point in time. It's getting to the point right now where certain companies want to bring their workers back to the workforce, and the workers are saying, no, I'm not coming back. And if you don't like it, okay, I'm going to resign. I'm going to get a job somewhere else. So that's how tight the labor market is at this point in time.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, and the $300 a week goes away here in another week or so here in Florida and many other states.
Yeah, it is. And, your concern is that, once people get atrophied from work, it's kind of like if you stop lifting weights, you're not going to be as strong. So these people, I mean, I'm curious to see how this, you know, how the workforce is going to respond. How hard these people are going to work after, you know, sitting on their buttocks for an extended period of time.
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you this much. There's a lot of people that are out there that are driving around in new cars, and I don't know how they're going to pay for them when they lose that $300 a week.
Good point.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. com. And good morning to Deb. Good morning to Lee. Good morning to another Chris. Good morning to Felix. And I hope everybody is having a great day on this Thursday morning. I'll be right back with Raw on Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.